Yoko Ono, Into the Light, was an exhibition at the Serpentine Gallery that ran up until September. And it was a really interesting exhibition. I didn't know anything about Yoko Ono as an artist before this exhibition, so I did not know what to expect before going into the building. As I arrived to the Serpentine Gallery, I encountered a giant chess board outside the building, which I did not know it was part of the exhibition, but I just thought it was really beautiful and pleasing to look at. It had completely white, and it had all the black pieces missing. As soon as I entered the building, there was this giant screen that was projecting pictures of people smiling, and then I soon found out it was part of the Smiles film project that Yoko Ono has ongoing with the Serpentine Gallery, which asks visitors to take a picture of their smile and upload it onto the internet, and in that way, you know, unite strangers through that tool, the internet. I did participate. I thought it was quite an amazing idea, and I immediately tweeted on Instagram, so yeah, it serves a point. It is very much in touch with the time, you know, the current times, and I thought the symbolism was quite strong. I have touched on this idea with my white t-shirt project, and it is amazing to find that, you know, nowadays these kind of things just remind us that we live in a very tiny world, and we are all connected through simple things. The next room I found, which was my favorite room, was the room without a shadow. It was an empty room without light, and it had a tiny handwriting all over the, you know, on every wall, and it was very much symbolic. It was, you know, very conceptual. It raised a lot of questions about, you know, what I see, how I perceive things, and you know, what is real, what is not. You know, the whole exhibition was comprised, was made by installations. It had a giant glass maze and a ladder in the middle of a room. It had another room where there were three piles of soil, and each pile